Welcome to an ongoing series of podcasts hosted by Parathyroid Peeps. We are three San Francisco Bay Area women who are sharing our personal journeys of overcoming the debilitating symptoms of primary hyperparathyroid disease. Hi, I'm Barbara.
Hello, I'm Joyce.
And I'm Sophie. Our mission is to raise awareness and advocate for improvement in diagnosis and standards for surgical treatment. We do this by inspiring patients, doctors, and mental health care professionals to become educated about primary hyperparathyroid disease, the symptoms, diagnosis process, and the risk associated with the wait-and-see approach, and to advocate for the most advanced surgical techniques available to become the standard of care.
To learn more about the disease and our action plan, visit parathyroidpeeps.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. We incorporated Peeps into our name because it is short for people, friends, close pals, people like you. The purpose of our podcasts is to help educate the Peep community. Let's find out what we are going to learn more about today.
Today I have the pleasure of speaking to Janet Filippi. Janet was born and raised in the San Francisco Bay Area. She's worked as a dental assistant, a hostess on a party yacht on the San Francisco Bay, and was the first year squad of the 49er Nuggets, currently the Gold Rush, who supports the 49er football team. She's active with volunteer work at the Filoli Country Estate in Woodside, California. She's the owner and operator of Critter Companions for the last 19 years. It's so good to have this opportunity to speak with you today, Janet.
Thank you for having me, Barbara.
You know, we've discovered from interviewing patients that many who are ultimately diagnosed with parathyroid disease often struggle with other illnesses, and it makes it confusing. Would you mind sharing a little of your health history so we have a better understanding of it going into this podcast?
Sure, Barbara. At the age of 20, I was beginning to have some major kidney issues. The last issue, when I was 37, I came real close to actually losing the kidney, but thankfully I did not. I've had two abdominal surgeries because of adhesions. I was diagnosed at 50 years of age with lupus.
So what are some of the symptoms of lupus? Did it make it confusing?
Made it very confusing because lupus is basically major fatigue, achiness of your bones and your joints. Again, just not wanting to do much of anything.
And then what were some other symptoms that you were confused about that maybe weren't like lupus?
Lightheadedness, loss of hair. I had major hot flashes, all of which were increasing up until basically when I was diagnosed with the parathyroid disease. I actually had moments of driving down the freeway and forgetting where it was I was to be.
That's frightening.
I hung at home a lot, but I let it go. You know, I'm 70 years old, and I just thought, you know, maybe it was age.
Well, I realize that for many years you haven't felt well, and I think it is common for patients and doctors alike to perhaps just dismiss our symptoms to age. But I have to tell our listeners, I have a pretty spectacular 70-year-old woman here with me today. You know, you look incredible, even though you have had a rough go of it with your health.
Well, like I said, I'd worked out with a trainer, you know, for many, many years, so I was used to being sore, and I kind of got to where I could actually realize that maybe it wasn't the training, you know, maybe it was the lupus. Again, it was just all very confusing for me. But I never really became, you know, sick enough to feel that it was the lupus. I really felt that there was something else going on.
Mm-hmm. So then when and how did you actually get a diagnosis?
In August of 2015, I went in for my annual medical checkup. And as always, I had a complete blood panel. My calcium came back really high. At the time, it was 10.8. But the numbers kind of moved, you know, up and down. It's, at some point, you know, it was even 10.3. But my PTH was at 101.
Okay, so you had high calcium and high PTH. And really, those calcium values should never be over 10.1 for women in our age group. That is the high range of normal. So they saw your high calcium, they saw your high PTH. Then what happened?
Well, there were a bunch of tests. I had x-rays for kidney stones. They were clear. I also had neck and head soft tissue exams. The bone density test showed a loss in my wrists from the year before. I had,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and I had a thyroid ultrasound. Normal results came back. And the cystectomy B result came back positive for the adenoma. Mm. Not too long after that, I mentioned it to my girlfriend that I had been diagnosed with primary hypoparathyroid disease. I'd never heard of it. The next words out of her mouth were totally changed my life. She told me I needed to speak with you, Barbara, that you were a co-founder of the Parathyroid Peeps, one of three patient advocates whose mission is to raise awareness and advocate for the improvement in the diagnosis and standards for surgical treatment. I quickly got in touch with you as I wanted to hear your story. I brought all my lab work with me, which clearly showed that I was presenting classically with high calcium, high parathyroid hormone levels.
And did you have low vitamin D as well?
I did.
Uh-huh.
I did, but I don't know what the number.
Yeah. So your numbers are really very straightforward, and it was fortunate for you that they were, so that you got your diagnosis straight away. That doesn't happen to a lot of folks.
At the time, I was being seen by a physician at a well-regarded medical center. Because I am a regular patient there, and I just assumed that I would have my surgery done at the facility, given their reputation.
Tell us a bit then about your doctor's plans for you once this diagnosis was made.
The endocrinologist recommended that I have the surgery. I went ahead and I made an appointment for a consultation with the surgeon because I wanted, obviously, to hear, you know, what they would have to say. The surgeon wanted me to wait 9 months. There had been problems in past surgeries actually finding the adenoma.
It's nice that they were upfront about that.
Yes,
with you.
Yes, they were. But I had pretty much already made up my mind that I wanted the surgery done now. I wanted to get back, you know, to being myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I decided that I needed to contact the Norman Parathyroid Center. From the first call, I was assured the center and doctors were going to cure me of this disease in what could be a 15 to 20 minute surgery. I spent the next couple of months on the internet soaking up all the information and watching the Norman Center videos. I want to say, of course, I was nervous. Once I decided to have the surgery, though it was 4,000 miles away from the loving arms of my family and friends, my dear friend Sharon took the bull by the horns, bless her heart, and set up everything, the flight, the hotel, the restaurants, even a day at the Dolly Museum. We were going to have 2 days before the surgery to have an adventure.
So tell us then a little bit about your day of surgery experience. What was that like?
Well, we were up bright and early at 4 a.m. I was off to the surgical center at the Tampa General. It was a quiet ride, and I was very nervous. My first glimpse of the hospital, beautiful, I thought. From the second we passed through the front doors, I felt a wave of calmness, of relief passing over me. I knew that this was the right place and all would be okay. Everyone from the receptionist to the woman who I sat with for 10 minutes getting all of the paperwork in order was helpful and efficient. Then we were off. Sharon and I were escorted to pre-op, where there were about 10 to 12 beds. Doctors and nurses, orderlies were moving about, you know, speaking quietly. I changed into my surgery duds.
Oh, you were cute.
Dr. Boone came in to speak to me, explaining Dr. Lopez would be performing the surgery, but she would be there too, as well as the anesthesiologist. I was probably in pre-op for about 45 minutes. The nurses were so kind and concerned for my comfort. It was definitely a happy, well-oiled machine. I was in the Disneyland of hospitals.
Well, you're saying this reminds me of when I called Sharon to check on how you were doing post-surgery. I certainly wasn't expecting that she'd hand the phone over to you because you had something you wanted to say so quickly. And I must say I had to laugh because the first words out of your mouth were, "This is like Disneyland." So perhaps the anesthesia had a little something to do with your level of enthusiasm, but no doubt you were pleased with your experience. So then how long did your surgery last?
My surgery was a quick 21 minutes. During that short time, the parathyroid hormone output of my other three parathyroid glands were also checked, and all were A-OK. I woke up, I felt great, no headache, no nausea, my throat was just a bit sore. I had Ben and Jerry's ice cream when I arrived back at the Marriott and ate the entire thing, orders from Dr. Lopez that I didn't mind following. I woke up after about a four-hour nap, and I said, "Let's go to dinner, I'm starving." I had tacos and drank margaritas that night. I flew back to California the next day. However, I don't recommend it unless you know you're not going to have the flight from hell.
Why, did you have a rough time on the way home, or?
Yeah, it was pretty rough. There were about maybe 8 or 10 guys. We were in the back of the plane, and they were on their way to California to Vegas, and they were already celebrating.
Oh.
I wanted to be home and be comfortable.
What supplements did your surgeon recommend following surgery?
I am on Citracal with vitamin D3 two times a day, and magnesium 1,000 milligrams a day. And they've actually told me that this will be for a lifetime. The two best outcomes post-surgery are, of course, I'm cured, and my hot flashes are 99.9% gone, an extra benefit that I had not counted on.
And how is your brain fog doing?
My brain fog is, I would say, at this point, at least 50% better.
Mm-hmm. It seems like the longer some of us have had it, the longer it takes for it to fully recover. I know in my case, I felt really wonderful for a week, and then I'd have that feeling come back. And then one day I realized it never came back, that brain fog's heavy feeling in the head. So I imagine that might be your experience as well, because we both had it for many, many years.
Yes, I was really surprised because they told me that I probably had mine anywhere from 8 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you're correct. It does. It kind of comes and goes, but with each few weeks or months going by, it does get better. Also, one other thing is that I think I've mentioned to you that probably the last year of before my surgery, I was constantly dropping things. I 8-10 things a day. I mean, a pencil, paper, nothing really bad. But now I'm down to maybe just one or two a day. And I mean, that's something I really, really notice.
Mm-hmm. It's like our brain connects back with our bodies.
Correct.
And starts firing correctly again.
Yes, exactly.
And calcium does control the firing of our brains.
It does.
So what have you learned from your experience that you would want our listeners to know? Or
once you've been diagnosed, you might want to think back, and because you're going to see that, gosh, you know, this was happening to me and that was happening, and I couldn't understand, you know, why, you know, what was going on at the time. But I would highly recommend that you do a lot of research, you know, watch some videos. You can go to the Norman Center, the Peeps. They have some wonderful information there, you know, podcast. There's just a ton of information out there. I would recommend that you do yourself a kindness and make the call to the center. These are the world's experts in parathyroid surgery. It's all they do. Why would you not want their expertise? You deserve the best. And if you go, I recommend that you go a couple of days early, you know, before your surgery. Have fun. Make it an adventure.
Well, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Barbara.
All right. And I'm so glad that you got your cure.
Yeah, I'm feeling great.
Good.
I'm so glad I met you.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. Be sure and check our website, parathyroidpeeps.com, for a complete listing of archived podcasts.
Like our Facebook page to be notified of any new podcasts when they become available.
Also, follow us on Twitter. Your support is greatly appreciated to advance our mission.